do it.
Blog Talk Radio.
I could see everybody calling in too.
But it's not connecting through the damn, hold on.
678-5655. Can you hear me? I'm sure.
Yes.
You can.
Yes, can
too.
You hear me?
And I can't hear what you're saying. Why is it doing that?
Can you hear me?
I don't hear nothing.
Can you hear me? Hello? Everyone in the chat, let Armand know that y'all can hear me. Hello?
That's two. Oh,
hello?
Right now.
Girl, can you hear me?
I can hear you, girl. How you doing, friend?
Girl, what's up? Yes, this is New York.
Yes, I'm trying to listen to some crazy shit. You hear this topic?
Girl,
okay,
yes,
so,
I am gagging
so,
whore.
This is a mess.
Okay, so
who
this
does
is what
that?
Happened.
That
okay,
is
so this is what happened. So when I click my damn things out of my ear, I clicked the Bluetooth on, so the sound was going to the Bluetooth, so it wasn't coming through the computer. Oh, my God. Technology's a motherfucker. So we got it. All right.
You better tell
678-5655. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Yes, I want to get into some things immediately.
Okay.
In light of the technical difficulties. You know what? I do not believe that children should be allowed to transition. I think that parents have a responsibility to protect their children and even protect them from themselves. You know, there are a lot of influences in the world as far as the images that are on TV and on social media. And you really have to tease out, you know, if these children want to be trannies or transsexuals mm-hmm. because it's something that they want to do deep down inside, or if it's because of an image that they are following that they've seen on TV. You know, they've been watching too much Star or too much Mandy Manhands, a.k.a., you know, T.S. Madison. You know, so you really mm-hmm. have to, you know, figure out, you know, where is this motivation coming from? You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what, to give a child puberty blockers and, you know, to assist them in their transition, you know, at an early age, come on. Like, you have to be a parent. You have to protect your child from themselves. You understand what I mean? And it's just
okay.
It's just crazy. And this makeup lady, she was giving me very much transsexual vibes when she first appeared on YouTube. She did not have me fooled. She still doesn't. She's straining her voice by clenching her testicles to
okay.
have this high-pitched voice, and I'm not buying it. That man that she was engaged to knew that she was a man.
Okay,
and,
so we have to be nice. She's technically not a man anymore.
Okay.
She does not have a penis.
Once a man, always a man. Okay, you can chop,
okay.
dice, clip, tack up, glue up, tape up. You're going to be a man. Biology does not lie. God made no mistakes. You are a man, sir. You need to act accordingly. Take those blonde locks out. Get you a bald fade and grow your beard back, girl. You ain't fooling me. I don't care what the doctor's chopped off. You're a man. Your booty get hairy just like mine. A man. I have to go now. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, girl. Bye. That's the one to be quiet. Girl, these people are crazy. 916-1759. You're live on the air.
Can you hear me, Armand?
Yes.
Yes, boo. So my issue is, what the hell this girl didn't tell this man from Jump Street? When she met this man, she should have told him on the first date. Why she wait all the way until they fall in love and he proposed? That, to me, is the scandalous part.
Right.
Like, if that's what you're going to do with your life, do what you do with your life. But don't hide nothing from somebody, because then at the end of the day, he going to leave your ass.
Right.
Like, what you doing? So she finna be a boyfriendless, fiance-less. Like, ain't nobody going to trust you now.
Well, and I don't think that's a good example, you know, that I feel like, you know, trans always get a bad rep for not telling people. And it almost looks very, and I don't understand why people are not saying anything, but maybe because she's Dutch and she's probably a millionaire and got 12 million subscribers and 19, 20, 30, 40, 50 million views. And so she's
but
an influencer.
But you know, that still
so,
doesn't negate the fact that you need to still let this person know who you truly are.
Absolutely.
This man
absolutely.
May have been, this man may have wanted children.
This man may have been straight to him in his mind.
Exactly. Yes.
But again, however, see, this is where it comes to fine line, because transgender, you know, they do feel though the man is still straight, and she's fully
right,
transitioned.
Right, right. They
so,
feel like they're a woman inside. Right. I get what you're saying.
If there's no pineal gland, I don't know if that's really what it is. I'm just saying it because I don't want to say that word. But if there's no that. And the man didn't. My thing is, I've never seen one without whatever. I don't look at.
Yeah.
I don't see that stuff. So my thing is, I don't know what that looks like. Now,
right.
Obviously, it looked like a real vagina. I get clearly, because
yeah,
I mean,
but
clearly
at the end
had
of
no
the day,
problem going inside.
She can't have no period. She can't have no babies.
Right.
So then she should have been upfront and been like, I'm transitioning. What was the secret?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like that was just wrong on all levels for her to keep that. That was not no small secret. That wasn't like, oh,
no,
I ain't
that
got
was
no
not
tattoos.
A small secret
you've
at
been
all.
Lying about not having no tattoos. That's like a big ass deal.
Right.
That's just
some
real serious. That's like
in the African
American
community
a month ago and didn't tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's huge.
Like in the African American community.
That's not a small thing. Like, if you're proud of who you truly are, then you let it out.
Right.
Let this man love you for who you truly are.
Right.
Because I'm going to be all the way funky with you, because I don't really agree with it. But at the end of the day, I don't think you should try to trick nobody either.
Right. Well, I was saying,
Armand, I love this topic because I got peoples in my family, and this is why I called in, because it's hitting home.
Well, thank you for calling. I love you.
Thank you, Armand.
Right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so like I was saying, So, well, like in the African-American community, you know, a lot of the transgenders that don't tell, you know, they end up getting attacked, you know. And so it's kind of not a thing to make light of, that you didn't express to this man that you were in a relationship with, that, you know, you have transitioned, because there's a lot of girls out there that are, you know, dying because of that. And so, she should have definitely said something. All right. 347-0254. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You just caught me in the middle of eating. I was listening and snacking, like, but I was just calling to say, like, I really, why call in if you don't have any background on trans, how people like to be categorized?
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, transsexual is offensive, isn't it?
No. I think the word tranny is the offensive term.
Okay. Well, yeah, because there was a girl that called, and it really rubbed me the wrong way.
Okay.
Why would you call to be hateful? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just don't get that. But anyway, I personally don't think that children, anyone under 18, should, I mean, unless they're maybe emancipated or whatever. The reason why I don't think it's okay is because there's a lot of really weird parents out there. And just like those, like that Gypsy Rose girl, do you remember that girl? Like, she had the mom who was pretending she was sick. Do you know how many people would start to do that thing where they pretend their kid is trans for money and, like, you know, or they wanted a son and they really didn't want a daughter? I could see some really crazy, crazy child abuse things happening if we open up that door. That's my issue with it. My issue has never, ever, never will be with somebody wanting to transition. But I can see that road already. I already see it. There's going to be someone who's 25 or 18, kills themselves because, oh, I was coerced into being trans, or I made the decision too early. I don't think it's right. But the other side of it for me, and I'm all about gay rights. Like, when I was in high school, I was in Gay Straight Alliance, and I'm straight, which is crazy because people used to call me a lesbian, but I wasn't. I just knew I was just raised to be tolerant and open-minded. But anyway, I just don't see trans women as the same thing as a what they call cis woman, because for me, womanhood was transitioning from girlhood. That's the definition of being a woman. To me, being a woman is the struggle that it takes when you take those things from girlhood, when you're a little girl and, you know, a man is hitting on you and you're 10 years old and you're like, wow, like those lessons, so that first period. And I'm not saying that a trans woman can't identify with womanhood in certain ways, but I just know what I know about womanhood. And it for me was, it's womanhood is a serious growth process. And if you don't carry life in your body, for me, I'm not saying all women have to carry life, but for me, being a woman was the first time I carried life or knew that I could carry life. Like, that was that power, that feeling. There's just nothing else like it. I don't know. And also,
so,
the women who were...
So you don't feel like transgenders are... they're not biological women, but they're transgender women.
Right. But I think...
So they're still a form of a type of woman.
Right, but then I've heard trans women beat me or beat people over the head saying there's no difference. There's no difference. Like, don't lie. We've heard people say that there's no difference. I've heard that time and time again. And for me, when I talk to my girlfriends versus if I speak to a trans woman, it's a difference, because when I'm speaking to a girl and we're talking about, yeah, you know, back in when, before I could, I wanted my first perm, you know, I had my first perm and you know, my mom didn't let me get my perm, and that was it. Like, things like that. And that's just specifically for Black female womanhood and girlhood. That's an example. But
okay, I think I think at some point we do have to let them be women, right? Or no, they can never be women.
Right. No, when they become adults, of course. Once you're a woman, once we're all adults here, you're a woman. But I'm sorry, I just have to make the differentiation. A trans woman to me is not a cis woman. I'm sorry. Womanhood is not how you look. Womanhood is not about transition. And yes, I know that a lot of trans people understand that they're women inside. But I'm sorry, like, no. You don't, just because you look like a woman or you feel like a woman, that's not the same thing as being a girl at some point and then becoming a woman. That's womanhood. It's just like if you go to a tribe, they have rites of passages, right? There's certain rites of passages that you have when you go from girlhood to womanhood. That's what it means
to
be a woman.
Now, you said something about carrying life. All women cannot carry life.
Right, but a biological woman who realizes she can't carry life, not because she was trans, but because of some other defect, even that's not the same thing as being trans and not being able to carry life.
Okay.
That's still not a woman experience to me. like that's my only thing about the whole trans thing. So
do you think she should have told her husband or fiance that she was transitioning?
What was that?
Do you think she was wrong for not telling the man that she was once a man?
Well, of course, I think that's wrong, you know?
Okay.
But, I mean, that you know, I think there's a bigger issue. I mean, with her, I think it's real fake that there's people in the comments talking about, oh, she looked like the man, she wasn't fooling me. No, please. Please. Because I know women who are naturally born women, and I'm scared to say these things because I really don't want to offend anybody, you know?
Okay.
I'm just speaking my mind, but I know naturally born women that look like less of a woman, quote unquote, than Nikki.
Absolutely.
Nikki had me one.
Well, people killed me because I said Megan Thee Stallion looked like a trans, and she looked very masculine in the face and had very masculine features. And a lot of people were upset, and they started throwing this black woman's features thing on me. But there are a lot of women who do look like they could possibly have once been, you know, a man and transition later on in life. Absolutely. There's a lot of strong, built, masculine-looking women. There's a lot of women out here with beards and mustaches. It just is what it is.
I think this is also something really interesting. I never chose to be a woman. I accept that I'm a woman, and I love that I'm a woman, but I never chose to be a woman. And I think that there is something very, also very, very different. That's another big difference to me between a trans woman and a natural born woman is I did not choose. It's like being black. I didn't choose to be black, right? But I would change it. Same thing with my gender. So how can it be the same thing? When you make that choice, that's something so different to me. I don't know. But I just want to say that, that I love your show, and this is my first time calling
in. Yes.
And
thank you.
And I feel really comfortable talking to you. Like, I love your platform.
Yeah, because, you know, listen, here's the thing. You know, you guys can feel comfortable because usually I end up taking the heat for it, but I want you all to have a safe space to be able to agree to disagree. That's why I'm hoping we get some trans women to come in. And you know what? If some of them want to address you, I welcome you to call back in and we can challenge it.
If I was a trans woman, I wouldn't even want to hear this crap because you have fools calling and being hateful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If I was trans, I would be in my trans bag, okay? Not listening to none of it. Like, you know, I wouldn't even
okay,
be.
Okay, yes. Give me one second, caller. We got to take another caller. Hold on, because we're getting a little lengthy. All right. Let's do one more. 903-7931. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand. So the thing I want to say was pretty much going along with what you said. Like, everybody's just talking about the blackmail aspect of this. And I'm like, but what about him? Like, she didn't tell him either. And like you said, he thought he was straight or was straight. I guess he is still straight because he was deceived. And that's not fair. Like, he might have wanted kids and stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if he left her. But then I think he might be scared to leave her because I think people are going to bash him. And he's going to have to go into hiding if he leaves her. People are going to be mad at him if he leaves her. And I don't think that's going to be fair.
Because then it's
going to
look like he doesn't like her because she's trans, and then
he
might not get any support
exactly
from different communities, or he might, if he was getting paid or sponsored or getting money from somewhere, you know, he might lose this, you know, because she's a powerful force.
Exactly.
And all
it's not gonna matter what
she's white.
Is.
So all she needs to do is get her big white Dutch ass up there and start crying and say, he left me because I'm trans, and everybody's going to hate him.
I thought he really loved me. You know they're going to say, it's not about the sex. It's not about that. It's about the person. It's about love. No. He thought he was in love with a woman. She lied to him. I mean, she's a trans woman, but she's not a woman. So just like the last caller said, she's completely correct. And like you were asking, and she said yes to, I'm going to say no. You will never biologically be a woman. What you said about like some women can't have kids, it's not because they don't have a womb. It's because they might have had a hysterectomy. It's because they might have, you know, something could have happened to them, whatever it may be. But it's not because they never had a womb. It's a man, well, a transgender woman never will have had a womb. And then my other question goes back to, like, how could he not tell during sex? Because I can't imagine a transgender lower parts being the same as a woman.
Well,
Well, we don't really know if they were intimate, but I'm assuming if you married the whole, you've seen
y'all
it.
About married, so.
You
yeah.
touched it. You've ate it. I mean, you've done something right?
Like something, exactly. So that's what.
You
like,
knew
that
it never got hard.
And then I'm like, did he never notice that she didn't have a period? Does he have a sisters or his mama? Did he never notice that she never was like, oh, I'm cramping? Did she never buy pads or did she just pretend to have a period? Like, I got a lot of questions. There's
right.
a lot of things that she don't have to go through that women go through. And just because of the simple fact that she's not a biological woman, she won't, you get what I'm saying? It's just a few things that make me wonder about him, too. Like, did you really not know or were you in denial? And when she told you the confirmation, like a type of thing or something like that, you know? So
yeah, but I want to go back to the biological woman. I don't know why. Because here's the thing. I feel like the biological woman can exist and the trans woman can exist. I feel like there's like this divide between the two because I feel like on one aspect, you know, the biological woman wants to make it very clear, you're not a woman. But then the trans woman's like, I'm a woman, I'm just trans. So why can't we just say you're a trans woman and they just be accepted as that?
They are. Now, I agree with you. I guess when I'm talking, I'm trying to be all the way clear. So I'm not trying to make a big divide, even though there is a divide. It's just a simple fact that you weren't born a little girl. You don't have pictures as a little girl. You weren't that. Like, you know, it's just that. It's
well,
really that simple.
To be honest,
not that
well,
I
let,
like them.
Let me play devil's advocate because a part of what we're talking about. Nikki Tutorials does.
She does. Nikki
Tutorials
okay,
was a little girl.
She was, but like I said, the first point, she wasn't born a little girl. She wasn't born that. So that's it. Like that's, I mean, to me, there's not a big huge divide. The only problem I have with anybody trans is the transgenders that are on Facebook and being like, you BITCHs could never, you know, I'm better than a real female on my worst day. You know, those ones, the ones that do that type of stuff, those are the ones that make you want to troll and things like that. Now, them the ones that I have issue with now, and everybody trans is not like that, but you know, I'm sure you've seen some of that stuff. Like
somebody
on,
said, trans women always look better than cis women. That's not true.
There it is, right there, right fucking there.
But that's not a trans. That was a man that said that.
But do you see what I'm saying, though? It was a man that said, and he's always in here trolling. I just saw it. He's a troll. But yeah, but she's like, yeah, this really like just for him, I know it's going to be bad. Like if he decides to leave her, he's going to be in a world of trouble. Like the whole world's going to hate him. And really the whole world should be getting on Nikki Tutorials' ass because she deceived that grown ass man.
And that's
and
what
now
I think
now
is interesting. No one is talking about the fact that she slightly misled this man. Now, if he would have done it to her or misled it in any way, and she'd have been a biological female, that with the Me Too movement, the this, the that, everybody would have been on this man's ass. And this is the thing that I don't like when it comes to men. Just men, period. Like, I love you women, but I feel like there's a bias and an unfairness when it comes to men. Like, she tricked him.
That's not fair. You cannot do that. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's wondering about how he feels.
No.
He's got a lot going on. I know he's got a lot of inner turmoil going on right now.
Yes, especially if he fucked her. You know what I'm saying? It's like you, because in his mind, we don't know what he thinks. We don't know if he thinks he slept with a woman or if he slept with a man.
But with a man, like, exactly. And then what if tomorrow we wake up and the news says Nikki Tutorials dead and her boyfriend, whatever his name is, in jail? Like, he's dead.
Right.
He done snapped. He done snapped because you just played with this man for I don't know how long, and he's wanting to marry you. But, yeah, I'll let somebody else talk. I got my points out. I love you.
All right. Thanks. Love you too, Bill. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. 347-5236. You're live on the air.
Hi, Oman.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm calling from Harlem.
Shout out to Harlem. You know, I love New York.
That's right, baby. I was so mad when you was out here some time ago when you went to the Wendy Williams show. I was so mad. I ain't bumping to you on it, baby. But anyway, I haven't seen the story on these two freaks. honestly, this is the season for trolls, and I think he knew. They probably came up with this story or whatever. He knew she was what she is. And
okay.
I just think they're trolling. I don't believe it. It's
okay.
So many words.
Content, like for views?
Yeah, and, you know, to be on morning shows, things of that nature.
No.
I see. It's been going around. The little girl faked the kidnap. It's just a lot of crazy stuff going on in this world. And I don't believe a grown man can sleep with another grown man, even if he had a sex change, and him not have no curiosity about the person they're sleeping with or just seeing. I don't know. I don't get it. It seems fake to me. But again, I didn't listen to the story. I only clicked in because I felt lucky tonight, and I am a fan.
Thank you.
I didn't watch the story. I just got the story from listening to you guys, and it sounds too gazy. But I do support your show. I love you too, Armand.
Shout out to Harlow.
That's right, baby. Hope to see you one
time.
All right, babe.
Okay. 518-8452, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, I love you. I'm sorry.
Okay, what's going on?
I just want to start off by saying the women who have been calling and have been, like, pointing out that a transgender woman are not really women. It's like, yes, they know that. You know what I mean? Like, that's why they struggle every day, because they want to be us. Like, we should have more sympathy for them instead of us being, like, you know, rubbing it in their faces. Like, they know they're not women. They're not happy with it. They have gender dysmorphia. Gender dysmorphia is not just it's not about, like, just your vagina. Gender is, like, you know, it could be biological. It could be social aspects, characteristics, you know, social constructs, just a whole bunch of different things. That's not just specifically your vagina. Trans women are still women at the end of the day. Women, trans women. And also, I'm not going to lie, it was pretty fucked up about her not telling her man. He had a right to know, especially if you're about to marry him and spend a life with each other. He has a right to know. But however, I feel like as a trans person, damn if you do, damn if you don't. You know what I mean?
Let's bring it back, because what you're saying is calling it gender dysphoria, you're basically saying they have a mental illness. Now, let's look up what gender dysphoria means so we know.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it. Yeah, I didn't mean it as in, like, they're mentally ill. I just mean it as in, like, they're not comfortable with their biological sex. Like, they're not comfortable
Let's get the definition for people that don't know, because I don't know exactly what it means. Gender dysphoria is a condition where a person experiences discomfort or distress because there's a mismatch between biological sex and gender identity. It's sometimes known as gender incongruence. Biological sex is assigned at birth depending on appearance of the genitals. Okay? Is gender dysphoria a medical condition? Gender dysphoria is a distress person feels due to a mismatch between their gender identity and sex assigned at birth. People experience it are typically transgender. Okay?
I hope I nailed it. I hope I didn't misspeak on anybody.
No, you didn't.
But I feel like and it's hard for me to even speak on this topic, because I feel like as a cisgender woman, I can't even imagine, like, what they go through. You know what I mean? Like, living your life feeling, if you walk around in somebody else's body, that must do a lot to you mentally, physically. Like, it must be hard as hell. Like, even me gay. So imagine a whole nother lane.
Opinion. Because people say that gay is a mental illness. And my thing is this. I know what mental illnesses I have. However, I never
hit a button and was like, oh, I want to be gay. I want to be this. Like, there, it just was, I was attracted to what I was attracted to. However, you know, at some point when I was younger, I'll be honest with you, I thought I wanted to be a girl. I never, like, went on with it. I thought, you know, but I knew I was gay or something, and it just happened. But I never fully went on with wanting to be a girl. I don't know what that feels like. That's why I would like a transgender woman to come up here and speak. However, I do feel as though I understand why it is hard to say something, because a lot of times transgenders are looked at as a fetish or a freak show, or they're still considered a man and this, that, and the third. So it's like, and then people in society will still consider them men. So if a straight identifying male decided that, yes, I am in love with this transgender woman, and I've interviewed straight identifying men, they still feel like people are judging them as gay. Most transgenders that are fully transitioned do not identify as gay.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the gay is definitely not, or lesbian, that's your sexual orientation. That's what you like. It's not a mental illness, like, at all. But, so about her disclosing to her boyfriend, like, I feel like it's dim if you do, dim if you don't. Because, yes, she has a right to disclose that information to him. He has a right to know. But at the same time, trans women die every day if they do or if they don't disclose. Either way.
Okay.
So, but then again, she's a white woman, so it may play differently in her favor because she's a rich white woman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So someone's going to think twice about pulling that shit, but she was like a poor black person in America. But either way, transgender is the same, you know what I mean? Your safety is still at risk just being who you are. At the end, in her mind, she's probably like, I don't give a fuck if my integrity is in there. I want to be safe and wake up the next morning. It's probably in her mind.
Okay, thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye. Where is Darnay? You on here? Oh, you inboxed me your last four. Or, girl, if you would like to come on. Oh, girl, I don't got the stream lesson. You got Skype, Darnay? You want to come on? You want to come on video, girl? I think we could do a video, too. Inbox me your last four on Facebook, but if you want to do a video, you got Skype. Get on Skype and add me on Skype, and then you can see if you can get you on video. The only thing is you probably won't be able to take no calls unless you got two phones. But let me know. Work that out. Get back to me. All right, 315-4398. You live on the air.
Hey there, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? You sound fierce.
How are you? I'm calling you from Rome, New York.
Shout out to Rome, New York. I've never been there before.
It's upstate.
Okay.
I'm listening to your show, and
Facebook.
You know, the one thing that I really want to say before I say anything is that this is 2020. We live in a world now where we can really, really be our authentic self. But with that being said, as a gay black man, as a black gay married man, on the outside looking in on the transgender community, the transgender women community, female community is too sensitive. And everybody's trying to get into the science of it all. First of all, the science of it all is very complex, it's very intricate, and it's different for each transgender woman. I know transgender women. I know a little bit about the science. Now, when you're dealing with the science of it all, yes, they do get a actual vagina. However, it does have its limitations. In terms of, you know, sexual activity. Let's talk about that. The sexual activity, sometimes some transgender women can't fit big penises inside their vaginas. That's one of the limitations that they do have. So now, as far as them being real women, of course, like I said, with the sensitivity of the transgender community and the women, with the women is that they get so very upset when somebody says that they're not women. And my husband had to break this down to me in terms of why. we can't consider a transgender woman a biological woman, and that is because of the chromosomes. Men create a certain type of chromosome. Women create a different type of chromosome, and we can't create those same things. So in the with the science of it all, that's where the difference lies. In my opinion, I am my husband. I don't like labels. I am a gay. I'm considered a gay man, but I don't like labels. But my husband tells me I'm a non-binary. I'm a non-binary something or whatever in the LGBTQ whatever. But at the same time, I don't like labels. With that being said, I just really feel like the sensitivity of the transgendered female community is too sensitive, and they don't want to hear that they're not real women. We need to leave the science of it all alone. And I agree with you 100%, Armand. A trans woman should be why can't she just be a transgender woman? Why can't a cis woman be a cis woman? I'm a gay man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't like being called a gay man, but I am a gay man. You understand what I'm saying? But it's no big deal to me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm old school. I come from a day and age where everything was in the closet. You know what I'm saying?
Right. How old are you, sir?
I'm 52.
52. How long have you been married?
I've been married for about a year and a half.
Okay. Is your husband trans or straight or just a man or a trans
My
man
husband
or anything?
My husband was trans at one time in his life when he was very young. He was transgendered at one point in time. No, he did not have the full surgery at all, but he was trans.
Now I'm getting to your business, but what about, because then I think that's another layer. We throw around this word transgender. Anything with a wig and nails is not a transgender.
Right.
Those are drag queens or
transvestites
or, you know, cross dressers. Everything is not transgender.
Right.
So was
he
a full transgender or was he just a cross dresser or a drag queen?
My husband was not a drag queen. And his reasons for being a trans woman at the time had absolutely nothing to do with it. It was something totally different. But he's here right now if you want to ask him.
Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, Armand, you want to know? Okay, so for me, I grew up in church. My dad is a minister. So them telling me, I knew from when I was 4 or 5 years old that I was gay. I knew that. So them telling me constantly I was going to hell, it didn't stop me from being gay. I said, well, if I become a girl, then I won't go to hell because the way I feel will match what, you know, because what is okay for women to like men. So
what part of you was trans? Let's get to it.
I got older. I went out and I saw trans women and I said, oh my God, I really can be a trans. I can become a woman. And I did it. I started getting hormone injections. I started doing everything. I got hormones. I had a big old set of titties. I had it all. I didn't get implants, hormones were just like taking over. And just I realized after living like that for like a year that I was miserable. It didn't make me as happy as I thought I would. And I talked to other trans women, and when they explained to me why they did what they did, that wasn't my reason. I never felt like I was in the wrong body. I felt like I was just doing this because people told me, church told me I was wrong for being gay. So if I fixed the outside to match the inside, then it would be okay. But I was miserable. Like, I wanted to kill myself because I didn't feel honestly. Yes, I wanted to kill myself because in my mind as a child, I felt I would grow up and be this woman and I'd be happy, and I was miserable. But that's not because I wasn't.
Let's be honest. Did you feel like you weren't that attractive?
Oh, no, I was.
Were you not getting attention?
Let's get that together. I was real.
Oh, yeah,
I was real as they come. I could walk the street and pull any man. And I would have to tell him, listen, I'm really a boy. I'm not a girl because I didn't play those games. I was not going to get myself in trouble playing like I was something that I wasn't. I let people know straight up. If a dude liked me, I would tell him, listen, there's something you need to know. I wasn't born like what I look like. And okay. most of them paid it no mind. Most of them, because I didn't do it in the public setting, I did it to them, and only they knew, so it wasn't an issue. But when I talked to my trans friends, and I have a lot of them now, it was just a different thing. And, like, I try to – people that don't understand, I try to make them understand. You don't understand what it's like to look in the mirror, and what you see is not what your mind is telling you you are. You see – a black man standing in a mirror, but when you, your mind is telling you that you're really a black woman. So what they do is make the outside look like what they feel on the inside. And
okay,
I
hold
because I
right
felt-
there. Let me bring in Darnay. Darnay, hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, okay, go ahead. I was going to try to bring you on video, but you don't have more than one device, right? Because
you
want to be able to hear the
call.
Yes, I can hear you.
You can.
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, I was in the process of trying to fix my Skype and stuff because it had, like, caught me at the moment. But, so, yeah, I've seen a little bit of her coming out video and everything. But I
think you breaking up. Get
yeah,
that together. I'll come back to you. You breaking up. Private caller, you live on the air.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
Let's get into some things.
Let's do it.
Okay, so the first thing I want to say is I am not a cis.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so the first thing I want to say is I'm not a cisgender woman. I am not a fish. I am a natural born woman,
okay?
I was born a girl, and I grew up, and I became a woman. That is number one. Number two, any guy or any person that was born with male parts, and that is a boy, they grew into a man, whether they cut it off or whether they fully transition, whether they cut it off or whether they still have it, and decides to dress like a woman, it's still considered to be a man. I don't care about this whole trans woman, trans. A man can never be a woman, no matter how much makeup you put on, no matter how many hormone injections you receive, no matter how you dress, no matter how you look, you can never fully embrace and be a woman. You did not, a man did not encounter the struggles of a woman, and the same thing as a woman does not encounter the same struggles of a man. So let's be clear. This
okay.
whole thing with society as far as trying to label women, and now we're being mislabeled because now you have this whole transgender, trans this, trans that, whatever type of community. People can be who they want to be. However, I feel like people should be held accountable for misleading people. And I also feel like that should be illegal for a person to mislead a person. If you was mm-hmm. born with male parts, whether you cut them off or whether you still carry those, and you decide to engage with somebody that identifies mm-hmm. as a straight person, whether it be a male or a female, okay? Let's be clear. You have a responsibility to communicate to that person before moving forward. Because now you have now taken their rights away. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like that should be illegal. You should not take my rights away. If I feel like I want to lay down with a man and you were a woman and you transitioned into a man and you acting like a man and now I'm engaging with you because I'm thinking I'm dating a man. And the same thing is vice versa. Certain things should be illegal. Like, there should have been no reason why this young lady, this woman, man, whatever she is, was able to not only get into this relationship, be in this relationship, get engaged, and not communicate that information. And now all of a sudden this guy is already in so deep, and now you're telling me that you was really born a boy, and I'm supposed to accept that? You just took away my rights. And that's not fair. People should be upfront. If you want to be a man, then
hold
you
on,
should
caller,
be upfront.
Hold on,
you want to be a woman,
right,
you should
hold
be
on,
upfront.
Hold on. Give me one second. Because it's just some shit just went down. Hold on. I'm doing a lot. Hold on. Okay. We have to bring that back in a second. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. People are saying that people should have a right to privacy. Yes, you have a right to privacy, meaning when you walk in the street and whatever it is, that's your right to privacy. But when you decide to enter my space, when you decide to come into my life, you now have a right to be truthful. You now have a right to let me know. It's the same thing if somebody is walking around with HIV or have some type of STD. They have a right to be upfront with you before they engage in a sexual act with you. Somebody that has sex with somebody that has AIDS or HIV, they're now being prosecuted. You know why? Because they did not disclose that information before they engaged in a sexual act with you. So why a trans person is able to engage into sexual acts with people without their knowledge, and that's supposed to be okay? No, they need to be locked up just like everybody else, because you can't force me to be something that I'm not. If I'm not gay, don't force me to be gay. That's my thing. And as far as the parent transitioning him at a young age, I disagree with that, because sometimes a person may want to be something at one point, but then as they get older, they change their mind. Just like right now, you have a lot of guys that are dressed in wigs and dressed like girls, but they still have their penises. And at one point, they probably wanted to transition, but then they changed their mind. People change their mind as they get older. So that part I don't agree with, and I feel like the parents was irresponsible on that. But, I mean, as far as disclosing your information, you should disclose that information before your first kiss, before your any type of first touch, feel, any type of sexual interaction. That information should be disclosed. And if you don't disclose that information, I feel like it is a violation, and it's just like somebody walking around giving somebody an STD, knowing that they have an STD, and not disclose that information to their partner. That's why people are,
I think that you're absolutely correct on that. I agree with you 100%. They should definitely be telling people what's going on. You should never not do that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. Hold on.
I'll
keep you. Okay. Thank you so much, love. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. So we had a lot going on, and I agree with her. I agree with her 100%. Okay, so we're going to try to bring Darnay on. I don't know how this is going to work. I'm going to try this. It's something new. I'm trying it. So this is live. So we don't know how this is going to go. Let me see. Bear with me. It's been a lot going on this show. Okay, let me see what I can do. Just when you learn production on your own. Okay, I'm a one-man show here. Okay. Hold on. Let's see. Okay. Do I see you? Don't say nothing. Hold on, girl. Let me see. Search. What's your name? Local. Oh, I hope that ain't my thing. Is it this? What's your name on here? Let me see. You're not pulling up. Hold on. I can see you now. I can see. Oh, there you go. Oh, go. There you go. Boom. All right. Okay, girl. So let me see. Let me try to move you. Okay, here we go. Okay. Well, let me take Nikki tutorials off so they don't think that you're supposed to be her. Okay. Is it an echo? Is everything okay? Now, okay, so when you take the calls, right, so what you're going to do, mute your phone. Mute the device that has the Skype. Yes. Yes, and then I'm going to pick up your phone call. So what's the last four of your phone call? Oh, you sent it to me? Let me see the last four of your phone. What's the last four of you? Oh, the 410? Okay. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Is this you? Hello?
Yeah. Is this you? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so girl, like, so what's the tea?
It's been a long time, brother.
Yes, you know, it's been a long time since we used to cut up on live video and things.
Yes. Y'all got to excuse my parents right now. I'm trying this new workout thing for the new year, so I just got finished, like, jogging. But, okay, so this is a lie. It's a lie. And I find myself coming across a lot of these blogs and stuff that's talking about trans, and trans is just like, it's like just an ongoing topic. So yeah. I kind of feel like the Nikki thing just sparked a long-going conversation that needs to be, that has needed to be had, as far as transgender women sometimes having to go a long period of time without feeling comfortable enough to tell their partner or their family or whatever the case might be that they're living an alternative lifestyle.
Okay.
So that being said, do I feel like she's wrong by, of course, not disclosing that she was trans to her partner? Of course she's wrong. Of course she is. And I'm of the trans community. I can't speak for every trans woman. Of course, I always say that. But what I am going to say is that I feel like, honestly, it's a lot of women, a lot of trans women out here who have this perception that they feel like once they just become the image, that they are all the way fully, oh, I can do away with the old and end with the new. I don't have to tell, you know, like, that's not the concept that I have personally. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you're dating somebody or you're with somebody in a sexual fashion or even just genuine friendship, I feel like it should be something that is discussed in a proper, respectful manner. Like, mm-hmm. I want to make sure I'm very clear when I say respectful, because I heard a lot of callers come in and they're like, oh, you know, I don't think that kids should transition and you're still a man when you this and when you that. I don't do all of this taking hormones and living my life and being passable to get called a man. Like, that's
right.
Not how this works. You see what I'm saying? That's not how this works. This is a process that I have to go through with me and my family. So never once do I feel like it's okay to pop up at a family reunion or a gathering or for the holidays and one of my families or one of my cousins is like, oh, how you been, bro? Or, you know, like, it's just disrespectful. It's disrespectful. You do, if you are being acknowledged, if you're living your life as a woman, you should be acknowledged as such. Like, at the end of the day, we go and we have to get our gender markers changed and our ID. We have to go through all this legal work. Like, it's a lot.
Tell them what you have to go through. Really explain to them that.
You're taking hormones for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. This is something that you have to continuously put estrogen in your body if you want to look the part. Let me make sure I said, if you want to look the part, you have to continuously take estrogen. Not only that, legal-wise, you have to get a name change. You have to go and go off the bed. You have to wait, you know, all this, like, long process to have your name in the paper. And then it's just like, y'all can look it up. It's a process. You get your name changed. You got to, they do the birth certificate. They do your social security. Like, everything is like, you're living a whole new life than what you have lived, than what you would have lived had you not transitioned. It's a whole separate entity. You're a whole different person. So that being said, do I feel like I'm a genetic woman? No, I don't. Let's be real here. I don't feel like I'm a genetic woman, but I do feel of a woman experience, and I am a trans woman. So do I want to go around calling myself a trans woman all the time? No. So it's just short to say I'm a woman. It's just easier to say I live as a woman. But if I'm dealing with somebody in a sexual or a relationship, like, that is something I always discuss. We talked about this a long time ago. You remember years ago?
Yes, we did.
We talked about this, and I think
people want to know, did you transition at a young age? What do you feel about the girls trans? Because, I mean, you're very passable, but I personally feel like the girls should transition at a younger age because there's a lot of strong girls out here.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I live a very self lifestyle. I live a self lifestyle because, as you can see from a lot of callers that you had, from a lot of women's perspective, my own family, and from a lot of women's, you know, we care, sometimes we do care about what women think about us because we're a part of that community. That's just like being on fucking, being on Love and Hip Hop or being on Housewives or something like that. When a new woman comes on the show, they care what the other women think about them. So, of course, if I have a community that I'm becoming and I've been a part of for a long time since I was a teenager, I'm going to care whether they think if I'm passable or whether they think I look like a woman or if I act like womanly enough. We're constantly trying to uphold this image. So a lot of it is bittersweet. You have the trans over here who feel like, well, yeah, girl, and I don't care about them cunts and them fish and this and that, and they're using all this lingo to make sure that the female understands that they're trying. They're trying their best to be of a woman experience, but they don't know how to express it.
Right.
And then you have women on my end of, well, trans women on my end of the stick who's able to say, well, I'm not here to, this is not a competition for me. My mom was a woman. I have sisters and I have nieces and I have cousins that I respect very much. And I don't want to ever have anybody get the wrong impression that me transitioning is to, if I'm not mistaken, imitation is the highest point of flattery. So if you are, you know, being, if you're in a, how can I say, if you basically are living your life as a woman, you're trans, if anything, that in itself, you shouldn't have to constantly have to keep prove yourself. Like, I live like this, this is me, and I want to coincide with the women. I want to coincide in the community with women. I don't want it to be a constantly, but, oh, well, we're real women. We can have kids, and we can have periods, and all this and all of that. That's not the type of, like, dialogue I want to have with a woman. It should be more so like, okay, how is your experience different than mine? No, girl, I don't have periods, but I do deal with the catcalling and all, like, we have some of the same experiences.
Right.
So I don't want it to ever be a separation. And then we are, the community is sensitive. Like, we are sensitive about a lot of things. And I feel like the trans community, and I'm going to just say this, I probably get a lot of backlash, but I don't care. At the end of the day, a lot of girls do things and they they don't understand the repercussions that come behind it. And I'm going to say that because actually Nikki, her case kind of struck, something happened, I want to say maybe like a couple months back, I read an article about a trans woman in the UK and she was dating a doctor. She was dating the doctor and I guess she didn't disclose her status as a trans woman to the doctor. At some point, they were dating for a long, make a long story short, they went out on a date, and this particular day, they decided that they were going to have sex. She was post-op, which means she had had a sex change. When she had her sex change, of course, her dating a doctor, he knows what a sex change looks like. He's a doctor. He's a surgeon. At that. At some point, the man snapped. He never had a criminal background. He snapped. He cut her into pieces, okay? Like, we're talking about some dark, like, he cut her into pieces, like, mutilated her body.
Uh-huh.
And cooked her. Like, this is, like, real life that this happened. That is the first thing that came to mind when I said, because she kind of favored the girl that it happened to, and then I thought about that, like, not disclosing. All of these things, it's never okay to give somebody okay to say, oh, yeah, if you don't disclose your status, you deserve to die. No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm of the trans experience. Of course, that's not something I would, which is too many trans women getting murdered already. Who's to say what's the reason behind it? I'm just saying that as a trans woman, you should take protocol and precautions to make sure that your walk of life is not interfering with the next person's free will or infringing upon their free will to be able to decide what their sexual life choices should be. When you're withholding that information,
okay, hold on. Let's take a car. Let's take another call. Hold on, Darnay. 312-5000.
Yes, Armand. How you doing?
Good. Can you hear her, Darnay?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I just want to say, you know, the only issue that I have, I understand that, you know, trans may have felt, you know, before they transitioned that they were in the wrong body, so they make that transition. All I say is you got to be upfront and honest. If you want to be taking the time to transition into a woman, just live your truth and say, this is what I am. before you get into a relationship with somebody so that they can be who they are. Like, I don't know if y'all remember that guy who was going around saying he was a DL detective, and
yes.
he was, like, exposing guys.
Too, right?
Well,
Marquise
he transitioned.
Paper.
Yeah,
Marquise
he transitioned,
Thomas.
And he
yeah,
was crying. He was so unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
He yeah, he was so unhappy once he transitioned because he wasn't honest with the guy he was with that asked him to marry, well, asked her to marry him, and he ended up getting on the internet, finding out about Marquise, and ended up mm-hmm. going ahead and leaving him. And so now Sabrina is exposing people like Marquise used to, and it's just
oh,
because
wow.
you weren't honest. It's just because you weren't honest.
Yeah,
give a person a chance.
I don't think that is the way.
Thank you, caller.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's very.
Let's take another call. 832-1354. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I just wanted to try to, you know, even on the topic with Nikki Tutorial and her husband
mm-hmm.
or her, I guess, still fiance, maybe not, but how I feel about her not telling her fiance, I think that's horrible. And I think that with her doing that, I feel like she not only has a mental, she has like insecurities, I guess, about coming out saying that she was transgender, but it also made him now have insecurities as well, you know, because
right.
now he's probably going to get trolled and teased and saying, oh, you was with a man this whole time. How did you not know? You know, she put something on this man that probably never existed, because if he's straight, it's not right for you to say, oh, well, you know, I'm a whole woman. We're going to have kids together, grandkids and all this other type of stuff. I also feel like she also set the transgender community back some, because with all the acceptance that they've been working so hard to, you know, to receive from people, especially even in their own communities, you know, in their own community and just from women, she set them back because she has this big platform where
right.
she is loved and adored, and you have your counterpartners who are men. And they put on makeup and stuff like that. You know, she had so many people that would have just accepted her just saying, I'm transgender. She could have set a whole bigger platform for, you know, transgender women and men,
mm-hmm.
you know, and really grew off of that. Instead, she hid it as a secret. And I honestly feel like with her holding that back and saying I was black male, I feel like after she told her fiance that she was male, he probably told his family, his friends, and people are upset. You know, he
right.
just how he's probably really upset. So they mad at him. They're mad at her because how bad she hurt him. So those people
yes.
are like, why should we keep this in? You sit here and you had us all fooled. Not, you know, not for nothing. It's really, you know, when you hurt somebody that loved somebody, like if it was my mom or something like that, found out that I was getting tricked, my mom's going to fight for me. You know what I'm saying? Because
yes.
he's probably mentally just not there anymore. You know? Thinking like, how did he let that pass? How did he not recognize?
Thank you, Carla. We got to keep it moving. Thank you so much for your input. I love you so much, love. Thank you for calling
you
in.
Too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's take a couple more. Darnay, you still on right now, but I don't have you live on the air. But you look fine. Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller. Okay, I'm hanging up on you. Okay, 206-3174, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Pretty well, man. Great topic. I just wanted to say something about the trans topic. First off, I want to identify as a cisgendered gay black man. But for the most part, I feel like there's a quote that I heard of someone say that, like, it's pretty much all drag, whether it's trans or what have you. It's just a man pretty much expressing his femininity, which I feel like should not be an issue. Like, I feel like that you know, with trans women, for example, merging with the, you know, women and women issues and stuff, it really does take the focus off of, well, women issues. And I think that, you know, with there being a separation with trans people, versus you know, cisgendered people, I think that's a good separation because it is definitely a different experience. I really like what your video caller said, that, you know, she's not trying to be a woman, for example. She's just wanting to have her trans woman experience because
right.
she's felt like that her whole life. And I feel like, you know, that identification at an early age is still based on a fetishization of women. It's still based on an image of women that you have either been fed or one that you've created based on it, looking from an outside looking in. And that's kind of a problem because, you know, a lot of these images that are reproduced by these men, you know, whether it's drag or whether it's them transitioning, is that they're over-sexualized. And that reflects back on women, and women just keep getting the short end of the stick, cisgender women, that is. And I hear that. And I feel like there's a greater misogynistic thing that's being missed here. And there's a discussion that's not being had about women getting, again, being just these, again, second-class citizens in society, whereas there's, you know,
wait
trans
a minute.
Women who are getting a lot of attention for
wait
women
a minute,
issues.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait, okay. So I'm with you. So wait, are you saying, okay, you just said a lot right there, so I'm trying to unpack this. So you're
I did,
saying
I'm sorry.
So the women are now, you're saying that the conversation that's not being had is the fact that women are actually being hypersexualized and it's being misogynistic because gay men are either, you know, portraying these images of women either in drag or in transition as these hypersexual beings. And you feel like women are getting short end of the stick because of that?
Yeah, so I mean, let's look at it. So drag queens are hyper. It's all about titties, hair, nails, makeup.
Yes.
That's what they glamorize, right?
Yes.
And even those who are transitioning, I think that's still sort of a focus is being sexy, and like that's not how women are though. And then this is being perpetuated as women. You know, men, cisgender men, all men are seeing these images. Young men, young women, even. And they're saying, okay, this is what I got to do to be a fucking woman now. And like, no, this is coming out of a man's brain. This is still the male gaze controlling what women do. And I really do have a problem with
that. But I feel like
that.
You're still – hold on. But I still feel like you're referring to the transgenders as men.
No, so I want to take that back. I want to walk that back a little. When I say that,
yeah,
I want to say drag. Let's start with drag queens because they still identify as cisgendered men.
Yes.
When we're moving into the trans space, those were once males. They were assigned male at birth, but they have moved into the trans space of becoming a woman. I totally respect that. I'm really not trying to detract from that. I was just saying, for the sake of argument, using a little bit blunter terms. But no, I do respect that. You know, if you want to express yourself that way and become that, dude, I'm all about it. We have the science for it these days. We have the technology to make you look really close to what you want to look like.
I just want to make sure that can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure it's a clear understanding because if you are a part of the gay community, I'm not going to name the whole damn alphabet. If you are part of the community, you should know that those are separate entities, and that's where we constantly bump heads with other communities because, you know, the drag queen community is totally separate from the trans community. That's not
yes.
one and the same. So if
yes.
you make, that you may have
I
a trans woman who you may have a trans woman who might enjoy doing drag. Drag is more of a persona, more of a
comedy,
hobby,
it's entertainment.
Not of a lifestyle. Yeah, not of a lifestyle.
That's correct.
So and what's crazy is you see so many drag queens and in the straight community will see a drag queen and automatically perceive that as a trans, automatically perceive
well,
that as what they would think that's a transgender person to them. So
I think that's a very tangible reason
sure
for that.
I want to make sure I'm clear that those are all separate entities, and that's why sometimes it's difficult to constantly be shoved under one umbrella with everyone else because we're not all one in the same. We're not. I don't live a drag queen experience. I barely like to wear makeup. As much as I love makeup and I love to do it, I barely like to and drag. It's
they said get closer to the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me? And
yeah.
Drag is like exotic makeup. It's about makeup. So I feel like a lot of people don't understand the difference between the trans community and the drag community and the gender non-conforming community. You have something new coming out every year. you literally have
right.
something new coming out, and we have to constantly be shoved under the same umbrella with it. So it's really frustrating, especially for me, a woman of a trans experience, who has to constantly be put under a category with everyone else that I don't identify with. I don't identify with being drag. I don't identify with being gay. And I don't identify with being queer or gender nonconforming. None of those suit me. If I want to be really honest and technical, I wouldn't mind being a part of the straight community with the women. That's where I feel like I belong.
That's where most trans identify. They identify as straight unless they like to date gay men. But a lot of trans don't like to date gay men, so that's why they don't identify as gay. Nikki Tutorials didn't even identify
as really
gay.
It really varies. It really varies. I mean, I've dated both male to female and female to male transgender, and they both were very fine with being identified as part of the gay community. So it really does vary. It depends on, it sounds like person to person.
Okay.
Because I had a hard time with gay men at once upon a time where I felt like I found myself in so many situations with gay men where when I'm around, I'm that cool sister, that trans sister that, you know, you see as this passable, fishy trans that's around you. But then when something, you know, doesn't go your way.
Thank you so much, caller. We're going
to
let him go.
I'm back to a man again. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not for the, you know, jumping genders, but I just feel like, you know, if we're friends, we're friends. I shouldn't be your male friend today and then your trans friend tomorrow when you're upset. Like, it just shouldn't go the other way around. I shouldn't be your male friend when you're upset and then your transgender friend when we're on the time. Like, that's not.
Take it off speaker and let me hear.
Hold on.
Let me see. Get closer. Let me see. No, just put it back on speaker, girl. Okay. Okay. All right. Let me see. A private caller, you're live on the air.
Well, hello, Armand. Hey, everybody
hey.
In the chat.
Hi. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I looked up Nikki Tutorial. Is that her name?
Yes.
I gagged.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I like that type of shit. I'm sorry. Oh, I like that. I gagged. I would have never guessed. I would have never known. I think everybody did. I do agree with you. Considering, like, if she was dating and dealing with someone. I'm just finding out a lot of information. Like, the DL detective has transitioned. It's
yes.
so much going on. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Is.
Like, it's so
and
much going on. Yeah,
yes.
pretty much. But I just had to express how I gagged. Her voice is usually something, but there's nothing there where you can, that you're clocking. You know what I mean? Where you,
and that's
okay,
why
not
I feel like
deal.
They should transition early, because she did a hell of a job transitioning. I can't hate.
Is that
she
what
did.
She did? She transitioned
she did.
Earlier, didn't she? Yeah.
She started at 6 years old. And that's
are
the topic tonight. Is that too young? Is there? That's also part of the conversation.
And
is it too
what
young?
To talk about too. Yeah, like, what's,
now,
what,
there are
what's
some. So you said 6 years old. Now, this debate has been going to court because now, I forget, I believe it may be Texas. I'm not sure. You can look it up. There's a father, the wife, or his ex-wife is trying to get their son to, you know, begin transitioning. And he's like, no, something's wrong here. And what if he, in the future, you know, he doesn't like it or he changes his mind? So, I mean, we have a, that's a totally different, you know what I mean, in terms of a child's mental state. Some may come through and say, oh, I love what I did, and then
well,
that may be
well,
some regret.
Well, let me ask you something. Are you a biological woman?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if you were to have a child that were having transgender tendencies at an early age, do you feel the need to continue to feed into what the child, you know, may feel like if they're the opposite, if they feel that they're the opposite gender, would you continue to support that, or would you more so kind of like not support it? In a sense,
I
like
would do things
more,
the old. I would do things the old way. Like I have friends that have transgender. You know what I mean? They use remember
so
the process
the old way?
Years
what's
ago.
The old way to
they
do?
Would have to see a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that's the decision they did that not because they felt like something was wrong with them. They used to do that to make sure that if they went all the way through, they're not going to have regrets and then lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the issue when it comes down to, say, younger age children. Is it something – because now, unfortunately, in this society, it is being treated almost like the hip thing. It's being treated like a trend. And you don't want someone that's going to do something that's permanent and have permanent results, and then they just were following the trend or the it thing to do. You see what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Is this really
well,
what you want?
I kind of find that hard for a child, just not the way my mind was. I would find that hard for a child to want
to
be
to wrap their mind around it. They don't understand. But I will
yeah,
say, I remember talking.
I would find it really difficult for a child of that age to just want to do that for a trend. That
yeah.
would have to be something way more deeper, you know, than just, you know, like if their child is coming to you at an early age and showing those signs of being the opposite gender or, you know, just certain things. Of course, you don't just go from just hearing them say, oh, well, mommy, I want to be a girl or I want to be a boy, to just dressing them in those clothes.
Yeah.
But it also becomes something that you definitely need to be aware of because you could be dealing with a suicidal child at a point.
Yeah.
Because they could feel like that's generally not them. And,
now,
know,
I had this
it,
gay
it
friend.
To,
go ahead.
You know, religious, yeah, just different beliefs and religious systems where, you know, some people just, you know, feel like religious-wise that they wouldn't support it just because their religion says this or says that, and they're hindering their child, and they're not supporting their children in this process, and that's the worst thing that you could do. Whether it's okay for you, and I think that's another thing, it's so many people with an old-school set mind to where
mm-hmm.
you miss out on a lot of opportunities that the new wave is now here, is we're living in a new generation now, so where
mm-hmm.
you have to get on the bandwagon with some things. You cannot constantly have that old set mind because we're changing. The world is changing. A lot of things are changing, and things are not going to be the same. So when you have that own stern set mindset, you're going to miss out on a lot of things because you're living in a box. You're living in a box and you're not able to get past the old school ways of learning and teaching. And your child can actually, you know, reap the consequences of that, of you thinking, you know, how you think, and not saying you, but just in general, you know, if you had that mindset, you know, your child could be the one to suffer.
Now, I'm thinking, I don't have any children, but I'm thinking from the standpoint of, I remember talking to a gay man, and he said that when a lot of them fully transition and they get the bottom surgery, he said it's like losing a limb. If something goes wrong within them, so that's why instead of just saying, oh, you feel like a girl or you feel like a boy, let's go. I care about the mental state, and I think a lot of times everybody is trying to get on the bandwagon. Unfortunately, I understand that it's a way of life and it's a lifestyle, but now a lot of people are treating it like, you know, it's a trend or it's the thing to do. Like, that's how they're treating it, and no one's caring about, say, the mental state. You know what I mean? But that Nikki chick, oh, that she's
Let
pretty.
Me ask you this. Let me ask you this,
uh-huh.
because Darnay made up a very good point. I know that you have a lot of variations of opinion. So I think, because we also hit another topic as far as, you know, trans women and, you know, biological cisgender women. And, you know, her saying that, you know, as a transgender female, she's not trying to be you, but all she mm-hmm. wants to do is live her trans experience. And it feels as though, you know, a lot of women don't want to allow transgenders to have that trans experience.
They're
Why
not,
is
they're
that?
Not, they're not on board.
See, things get really touchy because some people can easily be offended. I'm not offended by that. In my personal opinion, we need more labels. Like, in my opinion, there should be but then again,
you
see,
feel like
so
you
many
need
people.
More labels?
Yeah, because I believe that there should be a T, then a TL, which I call the transgender lovers, because there are some people who are just strictly, you know, attracted to just transgenders, period. So it gets, sexuality is such a wide spectrum. It's like, it's something else. So I just not, well, maybe we shouldn't have labels. It's
okay,
just like,
so,
do whatever
so
you want to do, live your life. But it's like, I personally don't have a problem with it. I
so,
no, she,
you
her.
Said when you said, when you spoke of labels, I just want to ask you a question. You said something about you feel, so you mean like men should be labeled as like CL, like tranny lover, or like what were you, like,
what does that mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't
yes,
mean it to like, sound
girl,
like that.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
That is,
oh, I did not mean it. Oh,
I'm
so.
Just, yeah,
so
I'm just trying to get an understanding.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that. Did it sound bad? I'm sorry. I just.
That's
no,
I'm like,
I mean,
wait
and
a minute.
I mean, honestly, my brother knows.
Like,
I'm
everybody
not,
knows
the
that say there's men.
I'm not going to get offended by anything
okay.
you say. I just want to make sure that we're clear
on how
Mama,
you
start laughing.
A lot of women probably think the way you do, but that just kind of threw me for a loop when you were just like, you know, TL. I'm like, hold on. There's
because I'm aware of, say, the different lifestyles in terms of sexuality, what people like. I'm speaking from that standpoint. And I think that there's so much now is innocent confusion.
Okay.
Because now it's innocent confusion because it's like a man that I've spoken to transsexuals. They call them T-girl chasers. You see, I don't want to use the derogatory term because some people find that derogatory. And it's like, well, they say they're straight.
When they
but
call them
the
tranny chasers is what you're saying.
Bingo, because, you know, everybody gets offended.
Yeah.
But the transsexuals refer to them as that term. And it's like, yeah, they like the visual of the woman, but they like that something extra. A lot of T-girls that I know, once they get the bottom half of their surgery, the dudes is not even messing with them like that no more. That's not what they want. They don't.
Okay.
They would just deal with a regular woman.
Okay, now let me ask you. Now, this is a trick question that I have for you. When you have an experience with a man who would be heterosexual, that you know, and when you have a sexual experience, say, for instance, if that guy wanted you to, you know, do something different and y'all wanted to, like, spice it up and he wanted to get a dildo or something and wanted you to penetrate him with a dildo, and would you consider him a gay man by you being a woman wanting to penetrate your partner even though he's a man? Because technically, you know, how would you look at that? Because I want to know from your standpoint, I don't feel like, honestly, that you can label him as gay, because if he's never
No,
had a
I wouldn't label him as gay, ironically enough.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have
women,
a different understanding
women, yeah, most,
cause
most
when it comes to
like
sexuality.
Because most women feel like if you come anywhere, if their guy
now,
has anything
I eat,
going on
now,
with their
I mean, eating booty
area,
is something different.
It's automatically gay for them.
Yeah, but that... I'm so deep. I look at sexuality from a more broad standpoint. You know what I mean? I don't look at it like most closed-minded people do. So a lot of men, they genuinely don't like men, but they want the woman to have the power and have the one with the penis at that time. I know things can get, you know, it's all over
the
place.
But that's what I'm saying. So you wouldn't see that as like, you know, like you don't see that as like as funny or anything. Like you wouldn't have.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
No.
Okay, we're going to move forward. Thank
you so
much, love. Thank you. I love you so
Bye-bye.
Much. Okay, let's move forward. All right, we got a couple more, and then we're going to get out of here. 510-344-2242, you're live on the air.
We're the TL.
Come on.
Yes. Hey, what's going on?
I finally got on. I've been on hold for forever.
Yes, super chat your last four to the top. That's how you get on quicker.
I know. Well, the phone couldn't hear me the first time.
Oh yeah. Oh right. You're absolutely right. My bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead. What you got, bud?
Okay, let's take it back to the kid part because we don't want to lift off into everybody's personal opinions. But let's reel it back into like if a kid should be doing that at a young age or not. And honestly, like I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old niece, and they are just so impressionable, and they really do, like, go off of, like, what they see, and they are visual. And my brother, he is a little bit closed-minded, but my niece, like, she literally imitates everything that she sees on Disney Channel, you know? And even I bought her a tablet, and one day she was watching, like, YouTube videos just reeling one to the next. She was watching that girl who got in trouble for doing like the blackface, her, right? And my niece, like, she's just watching it. She just like think that it's funny how she's talking because it's a voice, but like she doesn't really understand that the guy is talking to her crazy. And I'm like, oh, you can't be watching this. And she's like, no. So like now she know like if it go too far or if it's adult stuff, like my auntie don't like me watching that because otherwise she just go impersonate all that stuff, you know. But I feel like when looking back, I'm 29, but when I was like 8, 9, 10, 11, like that's when I started coming to myself and being able to see like really what's right and wrong and what I did and didn't like to do.
Okay.
When I became like 13, 14, 15, I was around other people who was doing more stuff, and that did kind of influence me about like kissing boys and doing this and doing that. So people are impressionable, and I don't think that kids should be making them decisions like at such a young age, because you can change your mind. I mean, come on, like when we was in high school, saw that girl with a girl 1 week and then she was back with a boy. So
yeah.
Kids should not be able
but
to make decisions.
I agree with that. But when it comes down to like sexuality, I don't know. I feel like I can tell even like little boys or I can
but
even tell like they're
decision.
Gonna yeah, no, but to your point of, you know, changing their mind, there's not a lot of mind changing that happens when it comes to orientation. Like, you can
right.
spot out a kid that's like, he's probably going to be gay. Or
right.
I can even
yeah,
see the
no,
ones that are probably
that.
Going
you
to be trans. Like, but
whatever.
But there's, but even the ones that are going to become trans, because they're typically way more feminine than just the boys that are gay. Because although they didn't completely transition, they're very, very feminine. They're doing their hair
yeah.
like girls. They're doing
yeah.
their nail. They're doing the like Dwayne Wade's son will more than likely
yeah.
transition.
Yeah.
That is a perfect example
yeah.
of someone
yeah.
that will transition because he feels like a girl. I don't need
or
anyone
Max,
to tell
or,
me that.
With Magic EJ.
Yeah, she just didn't do it. She's like, but this whole gender
yeah,
nonconformity
she,
is her thing.
Yeah, she's about one week away from transition.
But
yeah.
to be honest with you, I feel like within the next 5 to 10 years, James Charles will transition. The makeup
I
artist.
Like
because she's playing
year,
with the hair. She's doing the same thing that Tokyo was doing. You can tell when they will transition.
Bobby Lights, ain't that your homegirl, Miss Bobby Lights?
Yeah.
She's playing around, Miss Thing playing around in there and doing all of that, get waking the people up. I mean, honestly, I feel like I feature her better as a girl anyway. Not to say, you know, I don't feel like that it should just be a thing of a look, but I think, like, with Tokyo Styles, honestly, I didn't think Tokyo Styles was going, because it's been so long to where, you know, she's had this long reign of being just that feminine essence. You know, that feminine essence of wearing wigs and, you know, it was a work. It was a work. And then it became a lifestyle. So, honestly, I feel like she slipped her way in just through lifestyle and just through the
well, she
the
got that Hollywood life, honey. She felt like
she
Beyonce, the Kardashian.
Saying.
Now, that's a,
yeah.
that, but that's a whole different conversation because, you know,
yeah.
Hollywood
yeah.
will make you do some weird shit, too.
Yeah.
Okay. But let me
yeah.
take another call. 502-6985. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. I'm a younger caller, so it's kind of like I have a different perspective.
Okay.
So, hold on, let me...
How old are you?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Is your parents around?
No.
Well, they need to be. I feel like you're way too young to be talking on the phone. But hurry, get in and get out, because I'm not finna get in trouble. Hurry up, what?
But basically, I feel like people should be able to, like, well, young kids, like, on the younger spectrum, like, I feel like it should be, like, teenage where it's, like, acceptable to really, really be like, oh, I want to transition. But then again, like, I'm the type of person, whatever makes anybody happy, I'm that type of person. So
absolutely,
yeah.
baby. And you make sure you do your
yeah.
homework and you get your ass out of here. Bye.
Yeah, because school is tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. 443-8067. You live on the air. Hello? 443. Okay. You're not ready.
Good morning.
Hello? Okay. 443 is not ready. Okay. 315-4398.
Yes, Armand.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Armand. I stayed on hold all this time. Yes, but I just wanted to say before I go, in terms of the should a child be able to transition? I do not agree with the biological aspect of. I don't agree that a child medically should be able to transition. However, if a child comes to their parent and says, this is what I want to be at this time, I really think they should be allowed to express themselves in that way. And if that way is them transitioning as a female, then so be it. As a male, so be it. And one more thing, Armand, why do we always talk about the transition of male to female, and we never talk about the transition of female to male? Because there is a male trans community, but
yes,
we never talk about that subject.
Well, because you know why? Because that's like the same reason why we don't talk about women, you know, dating women. It's not that big of a deal. It's the idea of a man with a man or a man transitioning.
Yes.
Like, it's,
yes,
it's that thing that that people can't get over.
Yes.
But you know what? I see on Jerry Springer, for instance, all the time, these women that come out and say, I have something to tell my girlfriend. I'm really not a man. I was born a woman.
Hold on.
You
somebody
know,
said,
so,
are there cis men? Yes, I am a cisgendered man.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yes.
But the same thing happens. The same things happen in the transgender male community as they do in the female community. And I just have to say, I do not agree with this woman that tricked her husband and did not tell him. I think direct disclosure is one of the most important things, especially when it comes to matters of the heart. You should always, always, always be honest. Honesty is the best policy, especially when it comes to you as a transgender male or female, being honest with somebody that you either love or you're dating or you're going out with, because not only does it look bad morally, but you can get killed. I couldn't tell you how many friends
that I've been killed as a result of that.
I had a friend that he was beheaded.
Okay, we can't get into that. Thank you, caller.
So, yeah,
thank you. Because you didn't went took it too far. Beheaded, and this girl, you're not trying to give me no coin. Okay, last caller, private caller, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, she up. So now unmute your device and hang up your call in line, because we're going to hang this up. Okay, now unmute your device